The Fetzer Institute devotes considerable resources to the just-released study of spirituality in the United States, and I am really pleased to welcome Fetzer Institute President and CEO Bob Boischer. Bob, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. Looking forward to this conversation.
What did this comprehensive study set out to measure?
Well, it set out to understand more deeply how important the spiritual dimension of life is for Americans broadly, and how they understand it, how they experience it, how they engage it, and maybe most importantly of all, why, what it does for them, for us, because I'm very much part of this story.
Tell me two or three of the key findings that you would like to highlight.
Well, first off, to say that spirituality is a part of, and for most, an important part of life for a strong majority of Americans. For example, 70% of the respondents said they believe in a higher power. Over 50% said they pray regularly. And then secondly, I'd say the study highlights some very encouraging, important and encouraging things about the role spirituality plays. And I think these are particularly significant as we try to figure out how to bridge the divides that are pulling us apart. When we ask participants in focus groups, what comes up for them? What are the words that are the experiences that they associate most with their own spirituality? The responses that topped the list were, that's where I look for peace. You know, my spirituality supports me in bringing a loving way of engaging life. It inspires me. It gives me values and a sense of purpose. And then when we ask, well, what? How would you describe a spiritual person? Well, let me just read you a sentence from this. Spiritual people, they described as having positive attitudes such as happiness and joy, having positive characteristics such as humility, calmness, and being centered, and relating to others in positive ways such as being compassionate, generous, or caring. I'd say we could use a lot more of all of that in our common life as Americans. And a couple of other headlines, if I can just go on. Americans become more spiritual as we get older. The more spiritual a person, or the more important spirituality is for a person, the more they want more. And there's a real recognition that to deepen our spiritual lives requires sustained intentionality. So we ask a lot about spiritual practice. The headline there was that there is broad commitment to personal spiritual practice and incredible diversity across people in the form of that practice. You know, I mentioned prayer, meditation, time in nature all surfaced, but a lot more as well.
I'm impressed with the report on high numbers of Americans crediting their spiritual beliefs as guiding how they live. Does that lead to similar actions inspired by different traditions, or do the fundamental actions look different from each other? For example, are opposing sides in the culture wars each inspired by spiritual beliefs but ending up in conflict?
I would say that the headline is much more convergence than conflict. That the themes that emerged were that spirituality draws us into connection. with something higher than ourselves, with each other, with the natural world, and that what it draws up in us at its best, at our best, is first off a sense of awe, belonging, connection, engaging the mystery of existence. So there's a sense, and this, you know, we categorized, you know, we got enough data so that we could look at people who describe themselves as religious and spiritual but not religious, and the commonalities were much more striking than the differences between and among those various groups. So I would say there seems to be something about going deep inside ourselves where the great majority of people encounter something, someone bigger than us, that calls us to a higher sense of purpose, a sense of humility in the face of that transcendent reality, and most importantly, to love. And that's why I think we're at a place where, because we've experienced what I think is an unfortunate convergence and confusion of our religion and our politics, that, you know, very often, you know, faith communities show up in the headlines as part of the polarizing dynamic in our life. I think this study is suggesting that at a deeper level, our spirituality is something that has the potential to open our hearts to each other in love in ways that could be important bridges.
Mm-hmm. What can we learn about each other from these findings, and what are the ways that this could lead to a rediscovery of common ground in an age of division, as you mentioned?
Well, I think one way to answer that is that a powerful theme that comes out of this study is that deepening our spirituality, and I'll just give an operational definition of how I'm using that term. I'd say the spiritual dimension of our life is that place where we grapple with the deepest questions of meaning and purpose and value, the nature of reality and our place in it. And the data suggests that when we do that in a deep way, we are drawn to what I would say are the spiritual intuitions, the lived experience of our shared humanity and our connection with a transforming presence greater than ourselves. And it's, you know, it's that shared humanity that I think is in short supply, or the recognition of our shared humanity in our current conflict. And I think, or my hope, my prayer is that if enough of us deepen our spiritual commitment, our experience to go deep into the sacred mystery of our lives, what we encounter there will call us to recognize our shared humanity and to engage each other in love. And, you know, as I think about what it means to hold each other in love, the first commitment is just to want to be in communion with each other. And that's what seems to me to be so lacking as we look across these deep social chasms that divide us. I'm thinking in the run-up to elections, I move regularly back and forth between red and blue America. Mm-hmm. Having conversations with Christians on both sides of that line, and where I heard the sentence, "I can't understand how a Christian could vote for the other guy." Mm-hmm. I wanted to say back, but don't you want to understand? And I think that just that our spirituality leads us to our shared humanity, which I hope leads us to that desire to come back into communion. We've squeezed all the nuance and complexity out of the human beings on the other side. We have this caricature that projects a darkness on them while we claim the light on our side. And I think our spirituality helps us see that that's way too simple and way too unkind to those we disagree with.
Bob, tell our listeners how they can access the full study results and how they can keep up with the work of the Institute.
Well, I think they can do both by going to fetzer.org, the main page. It has a prominent link to the study.
Bob Boischer is president and CEO of the Fetzer Institute. The Institute has just released its comprehensive and hopeful survey of American spirituality. Bob, thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing, and I appreciate so much you being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Well, Welton, I'll just turn that back at you and thank you for your tremendous work, including this wonderful forum. And so I look forward to staying in touch.